there beyond us was nothing. At the edge of the grassy field inside the fort was only sky. The cold October wind was whipping fiercely, and you could hear the roar of the waves crashing against the cliff, wave after wave. Then my friend was joyously walking around, getting ever closer to that horizon and taking it all in, but I stood frozen, unsure if I wanted to get any closer. Thankfully, my friend prevailed upon me and even offered to hold my hand as we walked a little bit further out, closer to the edge, but far beyond my comfort zone. But that was when I had a vision. Now, I'm not endorsing walking perilously close to the edges of cliffs, so don't think that. But as I got just a little bit closer, I had never seen the Atlantic Ocean look so sparkling. division reshaped and expanded the vision that Paul began with. And it's important to note that throughout Scripture, visions aren't simply there to provide information. Visions are meant to get people to do something. David Forney notes in reflecting on this passage that visions from God are surprising things, for they utterly transform us and alter our course. Through the cry for help from the Macedonian man, Paul and the rest of his traveling companions She was not Macedonian. She was from Thyatira. And she was not Jewish, but a worshiper of God, the Gentile. She was neither fully in nor fully out of the Jewish or Philippian communities, but dwelt on the edges. And here, on the edges, Lydia also had a vision. Lydia had a vision of the gospel. She heard in a new way about the height and depth and breadth of the love of the God whom she had come to worship. She had a vision and heard a call to a new life, to a life as a follower of Jesus. God was active on the edges, opening the hearts of Paul and Lydia. And as with Paul's vision, Lydia's vision prompted action. She and her household were baptized, but her response didn't stop there. Echoing the urgency with which the man in Paul's vision cried out for help, Lydia urged Paul and the others to stay with her. This hospitality, her faithful response of putting her resources and, as Willie James Jennings notes, her power to good use, laid the foundation for the community of believers in Philippi. Throughout this story, it is the edges that hold the visions. It is the edges where God is encountered and where God is active and where God calls people to follow. Jesus told his disciples about this before his death. He did not hide the fact that he would not always be with them face to face. They were on the edges, unsure of what would happen next. And Jesus didn't remove them from that edge, but promised that the Holy Spirit would meet them there. And would remind them of Christ's words, bring Christ's peace and keep the vision of God's reign of justice and love before them. This is the same vision the psalmist had. This is the same vision that Paul and Lydia had, and it is the same vision that we are given. Our mission, like that of the disciples and Paul and Lydia, is to be witnesses to Christ's love and reconciliation to all people, including those who might be on the edges. And perhaps you feel like you are on the edges. You might be sitting on a pew, in a pew at the very heart of the sanctuary, but maybe you feel like you are very much in one of those liminal spaces. If you do, you know that the edges are hard places to be. It can seem like there is nothing between you and that cliff and the abyss that might be below. You know that there is possibility for good, but also a possibility for harm. But what you don't know in these spaces is what will happen. But the Holy Spirit still works on those edges. This community, our church community, is on the edges right now. As the period of the pastor nominating committee's discernment draws to a close and we pray for the candidate and we pray for our congregation, it can feel sometimes like a hard place to be. We are at the edges of our comfort zones, most of us not knowing exactly who will be here or what will happen next. Like approaching the edge of that Irish cliff, this approach might take our breath away. I'm here to say there will inevitably be disappointments and frustrations and growing pains as we make this transition. But Scripture tells us maybe catch